More jobs were added to the labor market in the month of November for the 98th month in a row, according to the latest employment report. And we've come a long way since the financial collapse in 2008, but those good numbers don't tell the whole story. A new survey from Bankrate.com shows that 6 in 10 workers haven't received pay raises in the past year. Here to help us make sense about why those raises aren't happening is Heidi Shierholz, the senior economist and director of policy at the Economic Policy Institute. Heidi also served as the chief economist in the Department of Labor under President Obama. Heidi, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is a bit disappointing. 6 out of 10 Americans had no raise. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's something of a puzzle in today's labor market that we are seeing extremely tight labor markets. The unemployment rate is 3.7%. It's been at 4% or less since April. So we truly have strong job growth, but that usually goes hand in hand with much stronger wage growth. And that's the piece that's sort of missing right now. I should say that we're starting to see kind of nascent signs of wage growth. The last couple of months wage growth has shown a little more life, but it's taken a very long time. And it's definitely not, you know, really robust now. It's just sort of starting to pick up a little bit. So when you think of what the labor market delivers for America's workers, it's not just jobs, it's also the wages that they get at those jobs. So we have...
And we don't seem to be talking a lot about that. When we talk about the economy these days, a lot of it is talking about jobs. But I think the point that you're making is critical here, is that what kind of jobs and how are those jobs paid? Have wages kept pace with, at the very least, with inflation, Heidi?
Yes, at this point, wages are actually outpacing inflation a little bit. Like if you look over the last year, real wages, wages adjusted for inflation on average grew, but they grew less than 1%.
And that's where we're hearing that from a lot of our callers. We put this out to some of our listeners and people are saying either they haven't gotten a raise in a long time or when they did get a raise, it was minuscule.
Yeah, with the labor market this tight, we should be seeing wages really outpacing inflation. So people can, in an expansion like this, what we want to see is people really getting ahead and actually seeing some growth in their living standards. Instead, we're just not seeing that really play out in that way.
Why
at this
is
point.
That the case? What's suppressing wage growth right now?
That's a good question. So
That's the million dollar question, Heidi.
I think we do kind of know. So what a tight labor market does is it transfers bargaining power to workers because your employer knows that, yeah, you could actually, if they're not paying you decently, you could actually quit and take a job across the street and get paid more. So they have to pay better wage increases to get and keep the workers that they need. So a tight labor market transfers kind of leverage to workers, but leverage or bargaining power is cumulative. And what we've seen over recent decades is the other things that provide workers bargaining power have been decimated. Other things like stronger labor standards, stronger unionization. We now need a lower and lower and lower unemployment rate for those tight labor markets to really spur wage growth. Mm. So I don't think that the link between tight labor markets and strong wage growth is broken. It's just that at this point, we need tighter labor markets than what we're seeing now in order to spur stronger wage growth. So I do think it's coming. If we continue to see the unemployment rate remain as low as it is right now, maybe even grow lower, I do think that we will start seeing stronger wage growth across the board.
Heidi Shierholz is a senior economist and director of policy at the Economic Policy Institute. Heidi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
And we've heard from you about your last raise, and your stories echo the fact that for many Americans, raises are few and far in between.
Hi, I'm from Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I've worked for the state for 15 years. I've never received a bonus. The last raise I received was 2015.
Hi, my name is Pete. The last time I got a raise, well, I'm a teacher, and I get a raise 1% or so every year, but with the health care changes to our pay, I am actually getting less pay every year.
Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us about your last raise.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.